Good morning. This is the Wednesday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. Preserving our historical properties and communities is an important part of understanding our past and sustaining places that hold special value to us as residents. The McElmo Flume, a piece of historic irrigation infrastructure east of Cortez, and the Mancus Opera House in Mancus are both examples of historic properties that hold great potential for learning about our past. Saving these places is also vital to educating students about the history of our area, how we came to be here, and how we can move ahead while still honoring the past. Joining me this morning by phone is Heather Bailey. She is the Historic Preservation Grant Specialist with History Colorado and the State Historical Fund. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Well, let's start off. Let's talk a little bit about the McElmo Flume. That's been a project that's been going on a little while here. And first of all, can you just describe what the flume is for our listeners?
Sure. You may have seen it as you drive past the grounds, a flume. It's goodness, been around, I think, century. It's sort of a whole kind of flume, sort of like a half and a wood barrel. It's a very long, and one of the devices to transport for irrigation early on in Montezuma County history.
And what's going on with that right now? There's an effort to preserve the flume. Talk about what's going on and what kind of work's being done there.
Sure. So we've had two previous grants come into us for doing some investigation on this resource. It's very fragile. And if anybody gets up close to take a look at it, it's very close to the edge of the road. So it's easy to go out and take a look at. Which is great because the Scenic Byways group is looking at including that as a stop. But it's undergoing some serious deterioration. So the previous assessments were looking at structurally what is going on to make sure that whatever work we do it correctly so that it doesn't cause any long-term problems. So what's going on, what will be going on, hopefully beginning this summer, is some repair to the steel and concrete substructure because it is up above McElmo Creek there. And then they're also going to cover over the wood trough that used to transport water. It doesn't transport water anymore. And going to cover it over but also secure it because bits of those wood staves have broken off in rain and wind and continue to drift away. We want to stop that. We want to keep as much of the original material there as we can.
And
that,
why,
that is the current plan.
Okay. And so tell me a little bit about why the McElmo Flume is important to our history. What do we learn by preserving and looking at structures like this?
Sure. Well, for one thing, just structurally, if you are interested in architecture or engineering, this thing is fascinating. but in terms of general our history, this resource is the sole remnant of the very early irrigation history in Montezuma County. And we are fortunate in that it is very easily accessible for people to go take a look at. So if we want to talk about our history in this part of the state, well, really in anywhere in Colorado, irrigation and water is so fundamental to human habitation in this area, the history of agriculture, the history of our city, any place you go in terms of our work, you're going to be talking about water. We're still talking about water. And this resource is really the beginning of that story in Montezuma County.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Wednesday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Heather Bailey, the Historic Preservation Grant Specialist with History Colorado and the State Historical Fund. Heather, let's shift gears a little bit now and talk about what's going on with the Mancus Opera House. This is another project that's been going on for several years. There's been a few different attempts to do some preservation work at the Mancus Opera House, and there has been some good work done. What are some of the opportunities for continuing preservation work at the Mancus Opera House?
Sure. So this property has a complicated history. We've interacted with what the Mancos Valley Arts Council, the town of Mancos, one of the VFW chapters, although I think we're now on the third VFW chapter to own the property, and of course MOHARPS, the Mancos Opera House Architectural Restoration and Preservation Society. We have worked with all of these groups on trying to get this building so that it has an ongoing community use, because there's obviously a lot of interest. In order to have all these groups interacting with the property, obviously there's widespread interest. But there's been a history of groups turning in grants to us and then deciding that, never mind, they didn't want to move forward with that, so they declined the grant. Some of the grants then that were turned into us didn't make the cut. Of course, our grants are very competitive. The problem that we're running into at the moment is that one of the successful grants in the 1990s came with a preservation easement that is held by the Colorado Historical Foundation, which is a great organization. But one of the aspects of that preservation easement was that within 10 years, whoever the property owner was, because that easement is tied to the property, not a particular group, they needed to restore the storefront level, because that had some rather non-historic info if you've been by the building. But that work needed to happen, and it hasn't happened. CHF, the Colorado Historical Foundation, they really want this work to happen and don't want to take any kind of restrictive action. So they've reached out to us to say, if there's anybody who's working with the Mancos Opera House, is there a way that you can make this happen? We would love to partner with any organization that would like to work with us in terms of helping to preserve this resource. And I think really the big thing that needs to happen is to address that issue, because it's starting to become a legal issue. So a small grant coming in to do the storefront level, then we can look at the many needed changes to the interior to make it structurally sound, make it functional, make it a place where people can go and enjoy it.
All right. You're listening to the Wednesday Morning Zine. I'm talking this morning with Heather Bailey, Historic Preservation Grant Specialist with History Colorado and the State Historical Fund. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We are back. This is the Wednesday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. My guest this morning is Heather Bailey, Historic Preservation Grant Specialist with History Colorado and the State Historical Fund. Heather, let's talk a little bit now. I understand that you are working with Crow Canyon Archaeological Center a little bit to create a curriculum for K through 12 students called Our Shared Historical Landscapes. What does that curriculum look like?
Yes, we are very excited about this. Crow Canyon is always an excellent partner. We've had 24 projects with them in the past. This is, it's both a film and a curriculum plan, which we are hoping is going to become a national model. What the project that they've come up with is looking at STEAM education. You might be familiar with STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. The additional A there is including arts, so anything of the arts persuasion. And it's looking at doing cross-disciplinary education to develop a curriculum that covers multiple areas, not just the sciences, so that each of these can interact with one another. So they are doing place-based education, looking at the places, cultures, and histories that make Colorado significant. So with the film, they'll be able to share this with multiple schools. In addition to partnering with History Colorado, the State Historical Fund, they're also partnering with the Colorado Department of Education. So this is something that will be developed for multiple grade levels and for multiple content areas that schools, not just across the state, will be able to use, but we're hoping that then they will be able to move to schools across the nation and also internationally. We'll be able to look at the fantastic archaeological resources that we have here and historic sites.
You know, I'm curious, you talk about historical landscapes or cultural landscapes. Can you kind of describe for our listeners what you mean when you say a cultural landscape or a historical landscape?
Oh, sure. So that is, kind of a jargon thing that we use in my world. So cultural landscapes, places where a particular culture has an ongoing use. So, of course, something that is very popular in Colorado is the cultural landscape of ranching. They're more than just the buildings. In the past, historic preservation has been very focused on pretty buildings, and there's nothing wrong with that. But these buildings didn't just spring out of nowhere onto the landscape. The landscape is so important, particularly to Colorado's history. So if you're talking about a cultural landscape of ranching, there's the open pastures, there's possibly fencing, there's possibly irrigation, any of the agricultural outbuildings. All of those things come together to create a historic landscape or a cultural landscape. And to take any one of those parts out, you start to lose the context of that story. And luckily, we still have a lot of those elements in place.
So are these landscapes then, do you kind of define them by their time frame? So you would look at the historical ranching landscape, for example, or maybe you would look at a cultural landscape that was more related to, say, like an ancestral Puebloan kind of occupation. Is that how that kind of works?
Yes, very much tied to a particular time period and used by a particular group of people. Now, for agriculture, I mean, you could be looking at multiple periods of history, and each of those layers, once you go out and look at a landscape with someone who's trained in interpreting cultural landscapes, and archaeologists are fabulous at that, you start to be able to see the different layers and how each group builds upon it.
Now, how can people find out more about either this program that's being developed or any of the grant opportunities through the State Historical Fund? What's the best way to find out more about these kinds of opportunities?
Sure. So, well, for the Crow Canyon Project, needless to say, they will be advertising that both directly to schools, and I'm sure information will be available on their website if you go to their facility, and I think they'd be thrilled to talk with you about it. But in terms of the type of projects that we can help out with the History of Colorado State Historical Fund, I am now in a Western Field office here in Durango. I'm in the Commons Building. It's 701 Camino del Rio. So people are welcome to stop on by. I can't guarantee I will be here because I am out on the road a great deal. One of the points of having me out here was so that I could respond quickly to folks who have something going on that needs immediate attention. So I'm doing that. So another way to get in touch with me would be through email. And my email address is pretty simple. It's my name. It's heather.bailey, D-A-I-L-E-Y, at state.co.us. Or my phone number, and it's my work cell, so I carry it with me everywhere, is 720-557-6991. And folks are welcome to call me with questions of any sort, and we'll see what we can do.
All right. Well, Heather, thanks so much for joining me this morning. It's really good work you're doing, and we appreciate you spending some time with us on the air this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Heather Bailey. She's the Historic Preservation Grant Specialist with History Colorado and the State Historical Fund. You've been listening to the Wednesday Morning Zine. Today's program was produced by Mark Dugan and myself, Tom Yoder, and our theme music was written and performed by Brett Peja. If you missed any part of today's program, you can listen to it in its entirety and leave your comments at ksjd.org.